Throughout the course, we've discussed energy withdrawals, those negative things that can impact our personal health and well-being, positive energy deposits that can really promote the best version of ourselves, and how we manage those two factors collectively. We went through the process of defining the four categories of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being and energy, and we ultimately performed our own personal energy audit at the start of the course. Now is the time to reflect on that energy audit and perform it once again. With all the information that we've shared throughout the course, understanding the different techniques, tactics, and behavioral changes that you can adopt, how has your own energy equation changed? How have you been able to change and adapt and improve your personal energy balance? We're going to review the energy audit with our four sectors and our four quadrants. Once again, you're going to be detailing the specific areas where you think you get an energy crisis or energy benefit within your personal life. Ultimately, there are no right or wrong answers, once again. It's about how you define those factors that are influencing your energy, be it an energy drain or be it an energy deposit. And we're going to score it with a negative or a positive one, simply drafting up a total score so we can review and reflect how our abilities to influence our energy equation has changed across time. In once again performing your personal energy audit, my recommendation would be to do that in isolation, removing the original one we performed. Once again, go through the process of identifying all those things that you believe are influencing and affecting your personal energy balance, be they positive or negative. Once you've done that, now we can bring the original audit and sit them side by side. Ultimately, the evaluation begins with a review of the total scores, be they negative or positive one, and then adding them up to create a total. That's a very simple and crude reflection. Has my energy equation improved? Have my totals improved? That's either going to be a consequence of your ability to remove energy withdrawals or your ability to add energy deposits to your energy equation. So good job if your scores have gone up. What we also can do now with reflection to our original energy audit is also to see if there's been any new or different factors that have been added to the four quadrants. Where have they come from? Why has it changed across the time between now and your previous evaluation? If there's been a new addition, again, kudos to you. You've been able to add a beneficial effect that might have had an influence on the total audit. Of course, we want to see advantageous and beneficial changes in our scores, but don't beat yourself up if that's not happening. Ultimately, there's still more reflection to be made, and there's still more opportunity to see where we can change that energy balance. There is no set time or frequency to which you should be conducting an energy audit, but I would recommend that you do it on a semi-regular basis to allow yourself to self-reflect and use it as a tool that can give you perspective on the behaviors that you're implementing into your life or those that you potentially should be improving on. Hopefully the re-audit process has been something you see value to. It's certainly something I try to adopt on a semi-regular basis, and certainly when I feel stressed or anxious about workload. Taking the moment to look at the four categories, to take my quadrant and just do a simple scoring exercise, again, allows me to still my mind and also to understand where the potential challenges lie, but also how can I create more advantages and more benefits based on behavioral patterns that I can implement into my life.